This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
One more real quick. Paul, Wildcard 2, come on the line from Yuba City, California, and talk to us for just a minute, because that's about all we have.
Thanks for having me on. The way I look at this is that with basically, as the president, we have a hybrid. We have somebody who grew up with Frank Marshall Davis, who's a communist, and also with the anti-colonial edge, which is directly linked back to the Muslim Brotherhood, which is directly linked back to the Nazis. And what we have is somebody who's a national socialist. And you can see how he drives his agenda. Also, as the president, he has been linked directly to the Muslim Brotherhood. And, you know, if you take a look at Benghazi, which is now turning out to be nothing more than Fast and Furious on steroids over in Europe, you know, you've got a president here who's got a clear agenda. His behavior patterns, all the things that have been going on with all the school shootings, all that stuff fits the same thing as what you saw in Hitler's Germany. And he's basically using the same tactics that Hitler used to take over Germany. It's being applied here in the United States.
That's an interesting point. Thank you very much for the call, Paul.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And the question is, are you that exceptional American? Yes, you are. Stand up and be counted. Thank you very much. If you're a U.S. citizen, you are an exceptional American. Don't try and run from your responsibilities. It is this show that's going to latch onto you and say, hey, step up, America. And now we need it more than ever now, don't we? All the news and information coming out, Antifa, Black Lives Matter, KKK. Did you know that they're all run by the same guy, George Soros? crisis. You know, you have to have antagonist, protagonist. I mean, you've got to have it all if you're George Soros. You've got to have the world in chaos. Right, left, middle, indifferent, up, down, sideways. It doesn't matter to George Soros. Mr. Revolutionary, wanting to destroy the United States of America. That's his big aim, and make it a borderless world. It is amazing to me, by the way, listening to all the diatribe that's going on and watching the world as I view it. The people are just now catching on. Oh my God, there's like globalists in the world. I am hearing things that I was talking about 7, 8 years, myself and so many others, that we've all been called loons. Guess what? We weren't loony then, and we're not loony now. about the globalist. A diatribe that I heard on Fox the other day. Actually, it's today. It was Sunday. I was in the car listening to a Sirius radio. I'm not advertising for them. Not a real fan, actually. But anyway, the diatribe was going on about these people don't want borders. They are borderless people. They want one border for one world, and that's the way it is. They want everybody all amalgamated together. And it just goes on and on. I said to myself, has he been listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 radio? Seriously. I mean, this is what we've been saying for years. And I said to myself, gosh, you know, let me look at my watch. Well, yeah, it is 2017. Somehow, for all the years that we've been preaching this stuff and telling people about it, for whatever reason, and it's just now starting to come to fruition. Well, people turn off, you know, stations like ours because it's tinfoil hat conspiracy thinking. And it's just hysterical, the numbers that do come back going, you're right, we should never have doubted you. Okay. So here we are, sitting all fat, dumb, and happy as a nation, right? And someone has nukes over our head, and we've let it. And who brought the nukes to the fat, dumb, and smart one, I guess? Mr. Ong? Who brought it? Bill Clinton, of course. He had to appease Ong, so 500 million gallons of fuel oil. That does it for him. And give him, you know, a few nuclear rods here now and then. Oh, and then he can develop his own nuclear capability and missile launching capability, which by the time Bill Clinton was at the end of his presidency, he did. He actually launched a missile over Japan then. That was back, 1998, 99, that era. Fat, dumb, and happy. Yeah, and then there was Bush who did nothing about him. You know, and then Obama, of course, encouraged him. And now we know that the back door has been left wide open for missile components and motors in particular from the old Soviet Union stocks of missiles, intercontinental ballistic missiles that were found in the Ukraine. And who helped to expedite that? None other, drum roll please, than President Barack Hussein Obama. Oh, Ukraine, of course. We had a perfectly good elected government leaning to Russia in the Ukraine at the time in 2011. All of a sudden, we thought we would be smart, our CIA. Obama would send in Mr. Muslim Brotherhood himself, convert John Brennan of the CIA. He's CIA director, and he's a radical Islamist terrorist. That's what John Brennan is. We're calling it out like it is. We've been calling it out like this for, I know, tinfoil hat, right? All of a sudden, yeah, wow. How well did John Brennan behave as the outgoing CIA director? Hello? Fomenting revolution is what John Brennan was doing. Let's wake up and be, well, let's recognize that. And so John Brennan helps to facilitate the overthrow of the Russian-leaning government in the Ukraine 2013 was the banner year because he became director of the CIA following the Petraeus so-called, quote, fail at Benghazi. Remember that? Even though Petraeus was on the ground within 3 days inspecting what had actually happened in Benghazi. So then John Brennan foments all this overthrow, and guess what he puts in there? Nazi-leaning government. And we identified it. We called it out here on Agenda 21 Radio back then. And then we also called out John Kerry's son and Joe Biden's son, who were so conveniently hired at that point in time by the Ukrainian government to be lobbyists for their big energy concern there, the government energy concern. Is that scandalous? Listen, we broadcast that in 2013. Has it caught on yet that Joe Biden's son and John Kerry's son, they're still lobbyists there? Millions and millions of dollars are being fed into Kerry and Biden from Ukraine. Let's just suck it up, right? Buttercup. Now we have motors from Soviet-era missiles, which are very dependable. Motors that were so dependable, we were using them for NASA here in this country. That's how dependent. We were buying their motor. They're good motors to get up into outer space. Dependable. Like the Kalashnikov, AK-47. Get it? Their technology is pretty good, too. So now Mr. Has those components, and he's using them. And he's launching missiles up and over, detonating what we highly suspect, the big probability of a thermal nuclear device. And he's going to prop it on a missile and shoot it at us. That's what he said. Now, where have we been? Our presidents, two of them at least, have been enabling this guy. And where are we at now? A depleted military, a THAAD missile system that does not work. Yeah, that's where we're at. Why do you think we're doing such a dance? Because we know that the THAAD missiles, look it up. Look it up. It is not a dependable system. So here we are wondering in California, like Chris Street said, if North Korea will strike and when. Thank you, Bill Clinton, and thank you, Barack Hussein Obama. But listen, no apologies, right? We knew what they were up to then, yet no one's holding them accountable today. History will, and we need to at least do that. So that's what we're doing here on Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, we're coming up to our first break. Can you believe it? And Nancy Pelosi, talking about a break, she needs a break. Boy, did she get hammered. I guess when you mix it up with Trump and you're a lefty, boy, the left doesn't like it. Boy, did they react on Nancy Pelosi. Very embarrassing for the Nancy. What about Chuck? You know, Nancy and Chuck, as the president has so affectionately called them. Boy, have the tides turned on them. I guess the tables, too. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news.
Prepared for any emergency. Numana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals, organic family packs, Numana Foods has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. When the time comes to rely upon your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose Numana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase Numana by going to numana.com/agenda. That's numana.com/agenda. 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 Don't just survive, thrive with Numana Foods.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq, Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
He's undoing the U.S. one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Well, Nancy Pelosi runs into a little bit of trouble Sunday. Apparently at a function, things didn't go well for her. Not well at all. And it's kind of interesting. Nancy Pelosi, our girl Nancy Pelosi, things just did not go well. You know, it's kind of interesting with Nancy Pelosi. I shouldn't be mocking her so much now, should I? Or should I? Anyway, Nancy Pelosi, things did not go very well. She was at a function, and what was it called? A function on Sunday, and all of a sudden, some people show up that she didn't expect. Her friends show up. I think it's just her friends show up. You know, I love it when my friends show up and start acting like this.
They are our VIPs. They are our troops. Our very important people.
Okay, so what's happening here is that very, very well done, I might add. This was a great protest. Everything's on Periscope. Everything's on Facebook. Everything's on YouTube. Great, great protest. I envy this, the way they did this. They pulled this off. This is the immigrant DACA youth protesting the meeting that Nancy Pelosi had with Donald Trump. And Chuck was there. Chucko was there. Oh, you know, Chuck E. Schumer. I go by Chuck, Charles, Chucko, Chucky, Schumer. Get it? Anyway, so Chuck and Nancy and Mr. President was there. Remember that? They had dinner, and then they came out and announced all this stuff. And, of course, now what's happening is, well, it's not going so well. The children, DACA, are taking it out on Nancy Pelosi. So they step up, and they did this really smooth. I mean, I like their style. She gets up and talks, and they're all polite. They're all dressed up nice and neat. And there's a lot of them. You know, it's probably about 40 or 50 of them at least right now that I can see. Probably it looks like even more. So they're all over the place. So anyway, this girl gets up. They start yelling, mic check. Now, when you hear the term mic check, that means what we're doing, a mic check. You know, like, hello, check, check, hello. Is the mic on? Yeah, that sort of thing. Okay, that's mic check. For those of you revolutionaries in the world don't understand this Marxist move. It's clearly a Marxist. This is what the Marxists do. Right out of Karl Marx. It's a communist thing. So, you know, they're linked with the communists. We understand that. So this is what they always do. Mic check. And so that's the cue to tell everybody in the audience or whoever's there, guess what? We're doing a mic check. And you better listen. So she does mic check twice. This chick does. She's doing. Listen, I give them an A+ on this demonstration. So then they take over after right at the cue when Nancy's going to turn it over. Nancy, how you like that? Called her Nancy. When Nancy's going to turn it over to the speaker that's supposed to be there. All of a sudden, mic check. Pops up and she pops up, this girl, and then all of a sudden she's surrounded by about, I'm going to say 40 to 50 DACA there. And they're all doing this demonstration. Everybody's got their phones out. Everybody's doing all the Twitter thing. All the things you can do. I think they're probably Twittering it as well. It looks like there's about 10 different phones out there checking all this stuff out. So it's being spread all over the place. Just great technique. Just great technique. Anyway, so Nancy's kind of befuddled by all this. And of course they're laying it all down because you're out there meeting with Donald Trump. We demand our rights, don't you sell us out, all this stuff. Very well done. Let's hear some more. I'm very impressed with what they're doing here. This girl says, I didn't pick this up the first time. Let's see if we can hear this again. She says, you Democrats created an out-of-control immigration machine. Deportation machine. Wow. Wow, I like this girl's style. I like this. You Democrats created an out-of-control deportation machine. Let's go. She's got to have some more good liners going on here.
Deportation machine!
Hand it over!
Hand it over!
To Trump! We demand accountability!
And you handed it over to Trump. These are smart kids. You remember it was Obama who was doing all this deporting and stuff like that at first when he first became president. And then all of a sudden he flipped the switch. And remember, he was deporting Hispanics, Mexicans back to Mexico at the very beginning. And then all of a sudden he flipped the switch because they had what? They had what was happening in the Middle East. Oh, yeah, Syria, all the different wars, Gaddafi. Arab Spring, anybody? Benghazi, and all the revolutions, and all of a sudden we got a flood of what? Middle Easterns. Kind of like replacement immigration theory, I guess, going on here. So kicked out a whole bunch of Mexicans and people from South America and Central America, and then all of a sudden we get replacements with this out-of-control immigration coming in from the Middle East. Okay, so now, and then at the end, he just opened up the borders. Everything was cozy. So out-of-control deportation, they're linking it to that. And then turned it over to Donald Trump, which I find amazing. We've got a couple more seconds here.
Democrats are not the resistance to Trump.
Wow, very well done by this group. I don't know which group it is. We're going to find out, of course. We're going to find out who that young lady was. Boy, I'll tell you, what an activist. What an activist. It's amazing what's going on in the world, isn't it? I mean, especially when you're having so much fun here on Agenda 21 Radio and you're finding out all this stuff. You know, how to create a riot. A quiet riot, I guess you can say. Nothing illegal. Oh, no, nothing illegal. Just to the point, and poignancy is what we want. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, Agenda 21 Radio, and that's .news, and paul@821r.com is my email.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Be prepared for any emergency. Numana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals, organic family packs, Numana Foods has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. When the time comes to rely upon your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose Numana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase Numana by going to numana.com/agenda. That's numana.com/agenda. 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 Don't just survive, thrive with Numana Foods.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq, Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
Broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. It's Agenda 21 with Paul Preston.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. We're just so thrilled about shouting down Nancy Pelosi. I don't support that kind of stuff. I mean, it is a pretty good tool when it's worked against the other side, though, isn't it? And you kind of have to go a little bit to understand, to see Nancy being, or well, watch and listen to Nancy being shouted down. The question is, was it contrived? I know. Here comes the tinfoil hat, Paul. Break it out. Well, you got to wonder sometimes if these things aren't contrived of some sort. And you never know it with the left. You know, this could be a false flag DACA. I don't know about that. Anyway, so she's under fire, obviously, for a lot of different reasons. Poor Nancy. I don't feel sorry for Nancy, do you? No, not at all. Although, I did support her when I went to a meeting and saw her there with no security, and she was third in line as the Speaker of the House, which I was a little bit taken back. And not really, I didn't think it was a good idea, obviously, for them to have Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House, there. And basically being really unprotected. And I thought in a room of thugs, but, you know, that was a convention of... I'm sorry, I mean, no disrespect to the dear... That was a state of California Democratic Convention. So a room full of thugs, and she's not protected. Now, listen, She's third in line for the presidency. I'm just showing concern. I think that's relevant. I think, you know, when you start doing things like that, then I think that really it puts it into place, and it is not, I don't think, a good, healthy thing. I really don't. I think to have the third in line needs to be protected. There was no protection there for her. There was absolutely, and listen, I know, I've been around Secret Service. I worked at the Five Crowns restaurant in Corona Del Mar when Richard Nixon would always come in. Yeah, that was a remember he was down there in San Clemente, the Western White House, they called it. Then he was down there enjoying the ocean and so on. And they thought they were going to actually put in the Nixon Library there. They ended up putting the Nixon Library in Yorba Linda, California, from which I did a whole bunch of TV shows from Yorba Linda. It's kind of interesting. But anyway, I digress here. The security measures were very tight for him, and I understand how they work a little bit. You know, I mean, and I see it. Yeah, listen, I listen to Secret Service people. I get it. They have these bulges in places where you don't think there's going to be bulges, you know, which is, of course, their weapons. And they carry multiple weapons from what I could tell. Anyway, it was quite a thrill. Richard Nixon coming into the Five Crowns. And he used to come in there all the time. Every time when he was in the Western White House, he would make it down, take the drive, his beautiful coastal drive, all the way down there to Corona Del Mar from San Clemente. And, hey, what can I say? You come walking in there all the time. And he always came in through the kitchen, by the way. Just a little hint. He never came in through the front door or the side door. Well, at one time he left, I think, through the side door, through the bar, and just shocked everybody in the bar. I mean, oh my God, there's real, it was like he comes out of the door, there's a little room there, I think it's called the barge room, and he comes out and we'd have to put up this portable door thing up there. And he'd open up the door and the Secret Service guys would come out and, you know, they're all dressed in black. And people at the bar drinking, oh, and all of a sudden there's Nixon. And it's kind of like, this is not a Halloween getup. People like, hi. And by the time he's through, he's out the side door, people are just like in shock. They're in shock. That was Richard Nixon. Was that Richard Nixon? What? Maybe I have another drink here. Toss one back and say, was that Richard Nixon? And we say, I don't know, was it? We'd get right into it. So, I mean, because, you know, we were told, listen, president's security is utmost. So anything that goes down, get out of the way. Okay, we will do, because we were at, you know, we asked the question. We always had these meetings every night before dinners, before we started serving dinners. And it was really a fun time, actually. It got the whole cast of characters in there. It was really a lot of fun. So we got the inside scoop. So anyway, getting back to Nancy Pelosi, how could I just run off on Nancy Pelosi? It was just, I found it very, very, I found it very, very disturbing that she didn't have the security that she deserved. So, but anyway, that was, you know, that's my missive on Nancy Pelosi. I'll tell you no more about safety concerns for her. But I think it is important that if you're going to have these public officials out there, that they need to be basically taken care of. And when we start losing our sight on that one, no public official is safe. And I think that that's absolutely... I know, listen, I know what you're saying. Why should they be safe? Well, because, you know, we're a civilized society. At least for right now, we are. But anyway, the whole thing that's going on with Nancy Pelosi, DACA, and all this other good stuff is, I think, permeating all throughout. Well, I mean, all throughout the Democratic Party. They're desperate. Listen, the Democratic Party is way, way desperate, and they know they're desperate. And the reason why they're desperate is for obvious reasons, folks, is because Donald Trump in the economy is starting to kick up. Now, that doesn't mean that Donald Trump is out of the woods, especially when it comes to things like Mueller and the investigations going on. But we do know this, that last week people have been shook up because he met with the Republicans. And what is some of the evidence of that? What is now happening with Obamacare? Gee, Paul, you don't have to be so harsh about it. We're getting folks saying, it looks like people might actually be supporting Obamacare, a change in Obamacare. They're actually looking at it very seriously, and the Republicans are taking it seriously. What happened? What in the world could possibly... Could it be that Donald Trump said, well, I'm going to be working with other people, hello, and not you Republicans? And why should he? I mean, seriously, why? And I don't know why anybody works with the Republicans. I really don't. I think the Republicans, especially here in California, why would you work with California, with Republicans in California? Why would you? The California Republican Party is totally irrelevant. And I have had this being, I have had this said to me for years. And it's true. I mean, it's a monoparty system. And the problem with the Republican Party, and I got to tell you, there's massive, massive support in California for the Republicans. But they've been beaten down because leadership has been deliberately in, well, in there, it's the fix is in. Leadership, it's the fix is in. That's the problem. Leadership in California Republican circles is more like the Democratic Party than anything else. They don't really care about Republicans. That is a fact. They do not care about Republicans. What they care about is themselves and destroying the Republican Party. That's my best guess. Now, whether or not they're going to pull this thing off with, you know, with Obamacare and straighten it out, that is a big question. I think they are. I think that because of what happened last week with President Trump meeting with Nancy Pelosi, everybody got shook up, including me. And I registered my complaints about DACA, DACA, DACA. Well, now the DACA people are upset at Nancy and Chuck. And everybody's scurrying around. And that sent, I think that meeting sent a lot of messages, even into the Republican Party, which now we're seeing these headlines ring, momentum growing behind latest GOP health care proposal. Oh, my goodness. Are you kidding me? Trump outsmarted everybody again. And what is he going to do with Mueller? Boy, that Mueller guy, he is really, really, really checking into things, isn't he? Yeah, it's kind of interesting. Mueller has wiretapped various Trump people. And the thing is, really interesting, CNN leaked this information about Mueller wiretapping various members of Donald Trump's presidential campaign. And Breitbart pointed out the fact, oh, they just admitted that Obama was wiretapping Trump's people. Shocking. I'm telling you, I am so shocked, aren't you? Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
For any emergency, Numana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals, organic family packs, Numana Foods has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. When the time comes to rely upon your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose Numana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase Numana by going to numana.com/agenda. That's numana.com/agenda. 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 Don't just survive, thrive with Numana Foods.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq, Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. I'm so glad to be back, by the way. And I know that there's people going, oh, God, he's back. I'm back. Anyway, the latest report, it doesn't get any better. Now, you know this is a leak because it came out on CNN. Came out yesterday. And I thought to myself at the time, because I was getting it. I'm on to what's going on to Manafort and all these other guys with the Trump campaign and all that stuff. Because I can, you know, there's some things I can tell you, but I'm not. And if I did tell you, then I'd have to kill you, of course. But that's not what I'm going to do. I love my listeners. We'd never do such things. But I can't share some of the stuff I do know because it's not appropriate for me to. I don't want to give sources. Let me put it that way. That's probably the best way to put it. But, see, I know deep information about what's going on with this Russia thing and who got nailed in terms of information and so on. And I got to tell you, I'll tell you this. There was investigations going on and information coming to and fro. There's no question about it, in the time after the election to the time going forward. Now, and I don't see, and what I understand, and the people I've talked to, it's just casual information that was just being gleaned from various sources as you would go through a transition. Nothing more, nothing less. And some of this information was coming in, you know, not through nefarious means, but right up front. And we do know, but because they've admitted it as such, we do know that they were trying to tap in on the Trump people, which they couldn't do. They couldn't do that. In fact, have you ever heard of any emails, any conversations that have come out of the Trump campaign? Huh? You started hearing about information and leaks coming out from the White House as soon as he became president. Have you ever wondered what that is about? And so they're befuddled. Now, they're in the normal course of the transition, there were meetings. And I do know about these meetings. I knew about them then, and I know about them now. And there's nothing wrong with the meetings. I knew that then. And all of a sudden, this is the shocker to me. Russia. There's interference. There's a dossier. And it's kind of interesting. Michael Cohen, who's now figuring into an investigation on all this stuff, who's the personal attorney to Donald Trump. We've talked to Michael many, many times. And his staff many, many times. We admit that. And he's the last guy they want to investigate.
If you're going to do an investigation at all, which you shouldn't even be doing, because there's no there there. There's no there there there. There is not there. I'm telling you on this investigation. Anyway, so Michael Cohen has now been figuring in on all this stuff. But in the meantime, this is the thing that really got to me last, and I started chuckling. I thought, great, okay. Because I was listening to a clip, because I got a clip. Oh, by the way, Joanne, thank you for many clips. Just thought I'd say, my citizen journalists that are out there, I really, really applaud you and your efforts to get information to me by email and other various texts and so on, other various methods. So I do applaud you. I just want to make the comment that am I listening to my citizen journalist. So I get this clip from CNN by way of a citizen journalist, and I look at it, and they're talking about wiretaps. And it was wiretaps during the election of various Trump officials. And I'm going, oh. And so I said to myself, did I miss something there? Did I miss something there? The story is they were wiretapping the officials. Wait a minute. The story is they were doing it during the election. So I got up really absurdly early in the morning before show. And I'm sitting there going, wait a minute here. Because I see a picture of Paul Manafort and all that stuff on Fox. And they got a story on Fox. And of course, I'm sitting there going, well, they're still missing the point. And then I go to Breitbart. Breitbart does not miss a beat. Report, Obama administration wiretap Manafort during and after the campaign. Wiretapped him. Interesting. I wonder what information they got. That's the big question. But what? So what? It's important to note. Important to note that Manafort had dealings known before and during the election and after. He had business dealings in Ukraine as a businessman well before he was tapped. That was known. And when he came on, and I found out about him coming on, I said to myself, this is during the count. I said, well, there's somebody who's got that connection to the Ukraine on the opposite side, the Putin side. Because why? What did Obama do in the Ukraine? Well, he brought in John Brennan and turned it over to the Nazis, which is really what it is. You've heard Chris Drees say the same. It's really what it is. It came down to the Nazis taking over the Ukraine. That's what has Putin so bothered, of course. We don't need no stinking World War II again. You know, the Russians and the Soviets did that once, thank you very much, to the loss of millions of their own. So ushered in by the Obama administration were the Nazis in Ukraine, and who's there to balance it out, perhaps, or give input to the Trump administration on something that's been so egregious by the Obama administration? Kim Il-sung, anybody? Missiles with motors from the Ukraine? Get it? Why do you think they're going after Manafort? Because he knows what's going on with all the connections to the Nazi groups that are leading the Ukraine. He's a very valuable resource in that regard. Gee, don't we just want to have Nazis? In, you know, the same Nazi group that's running around here with Antifa. It's the same strain. Oh, George Soros, absolutely involved. Gee, I wonder what George Soros has any kind of history with the Nazis. Don't you just love it when a plan comes together? Why do you think they're going after Manafort? It's all about the Ukraine and the Nazis. The Nazis want him out. And Mueller is a Nazi. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston.
Be prepared for any emergency. Numana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals, organic family packs, Numana Foods has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. When the time comes to rely upon your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose Numana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase Numana by going to numana.com/agenda. That's numana.com/agenda. 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 Don't just survive, thrive with Numana Foods.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq. Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
My best friend, my rock, my son, Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. It's Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Wow, where does all the time go? I don't know. U.S. investigators wiretapped President Trump's campaign chairman Paul Manafort, according to a report by CNN that vindicates the president's earlier claims, which were mocked as a conspiracy theory. Oh, a conspiracy theory. Oh, my God. They're into our territory, folks. I'm sorry. President Trump had tweeted on March 4th, "Terrible. Just found out that Obama had my wires tapped in Trump Tower just before the victory. Nothing found. This is McCarthyism." Thank you very much, Donald. You're absolute. Those tweets, they just keep on coming. Don't you love it when I play it? I'm sorry. I'm so excited this morning. I don't know why. It's because there's vindication going on. McCarthyism is on the rise. There's no doubt about it. Anyway, so thanks for listening. We really appreciate your listenership, all of you good American citizens. American citizens, yep. Citizenship is to be respected, not disrespected in this country. And right now, we have the left disrespecting American citizenship. That's got to stop. And it will stop. Americanism is on the rise. And thanks to exceptional Americans, it will remain on the rise.
Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and you can email me, paul@a21r.com. And remember, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.